and they have similar properties and all of the conditions are in both of them, we take this ruling of whiskey that we have in the Quran and the Sunnah, and we apply this ruling here. And we say, marijuana is haram based upon qiyas of this. And other things. So now the person has milk and whiskey. And he says, milk is haram because of whiskey. La, how milk haram because of whiskey? Where is the sifra, mushtarika? Where? You know, the similarity. No similarity. So there's no similarity between you, who when you wake up in the morning, you put on pants that are below your ankle bone, and then you say, Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, when he woke up in the morning, he put his izar on. His izar was above his ankle bone. And because he was a skinny man, they fell down. And he would keep, he said, Ata'ahuduhu. Meaning, I keep picking it up and it going down. Keep picking it up and going down. You, from the time you get up to the time you go home, and you take them off. They're below your ankle bone. So inshallah, we'll deal with that issue later on. And the Prophet said, Al-Isbad min al-Khuyala. He said, to have your pants below your ankle bones is from arrogance. That is arrogance. Especially when the haqq has come to you, and you still do it. The next point, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and we're almost finished here, is that from what we benefit in this hadith is that, ikhwan, you have to have a niyyah for the deeds that you do. La bud min al niyyah fil ibadat. سواء كانت مقصودة أو غير مقصودة مقصودة كالصلاة وغير مقصودة كالطهارة. You have to have a niyyah for your deed if you want to get rewarded for them. Whether that deed is what is desired or that deed is something that will help you to do what is desired. You have to have the niyyah for this and that. For an example, salah is the desired thing, this ibad of salah. You have to have the niyyah. And the only way you can make this salah is for wudu, which is the wasila, or a medium by which you're going to accomplish it. You have to have the niyyah for this as well. This and that. So let's say that a person jumps in a pool of water just to go swimming, and he just wants to cool off. He cannot get out of that pool now and stand up for salah and say, I made wudu. But if he has in his heart the niyyah, and that water is clean and has all of the characteristics of water that can be used, and he jumps into that water with the niyyah of wetting all of his body parts, and he got out, he can make salah. He is in salah because of his niyyah. So this niyyah, la budda minha. You have to have this niyyah. Without the niyyah, you will not be rewarded. Now, if you're able to do so and you're doing it properly, then it also counts, because the water from the sky is tahur. The next point is that the niyyah that we're talking about, mahalluha al-qalb, the place of the niyyah is in your heart. Shaykh al-Islam, Shaykh al-Islam, at-tahabbish, at-ta'amal mishak. Yalla, imshi wahdi. This niyyah is in the heart and not on the tongue for all of the ibadah. So what happens, akhi, is when you set your alarm clock at night time, Yasin, when you set your alarm clock at night time to wake up for Salatul Fajr, and you set it for 5:45, you have begun your niyyah. And then when you get up and you make wudu and you leave your wife and your child in the room, and you make 2 rak'ahs and you leave your door that early in the morning, your niyyah is clear. You're not going anywhere except to the masjid. And then when you stand behind that imam, when you go into the masjid, you say a dua. While you walk into the masjid, you say a dua. When you get in your car, you say a dua. You go into the masjid with your right foot. You take a sutra and you pray 2 rak'ahs. Greet into the masjid. Then the iqamah is established. And you go and you stand behind the imam. Why are you going to say now, no way, to when nusalli hadhihi salat al-fariida khalf hadh al-imam muqtadiyan bihi? Why are you going to say that now? I intend to pray this fard salat behind this imam. That was known when you set the clock last night. So all of the ibadah, the niyyah for that ibadah is in your heart. Faqaf. Anything other than that is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is dalalah. Some of the ulama say that in Umrah, when the brother or the sister wants to make Hajj or Umrah, it's from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say Labbaik Allahumma Umrah or Labbaik Allahumma Hajj. Oh Allah, here I am to make Umrah, here I am to make Hajj. And you say that out loud. So they say this is a niyyah in which is said out loud, but we say la, kalla. This is called the talbiyah. And the talbiyah is something, and the niyyah is something else. You have a niyyah to make the talbiyah. The talbiyah is not a niyyah. The talbiyah is from the sunnah to say, but it is not a niyyah. The talbiyah is something, and the niyyah is something else. And Salim al-Hilali has a very nice book about this particular issue. He talked about it a little bit in Riyad al-Salihin, his Takhrij of the Ahadith and his Tahqiq to Riyad al-Salihin now. He talked about it. And in another book that he has, it has a long name that rhymes, I don't remember, something about the niyyah and the heart. I can bring that information, inshallah, for you next week or tomorrow before the class, give it to the brothers. And he talks about this, and he brings the kalam of the ulama. And after the Tahqiq, al-Daqiq, and this affair is clear, that the talbiyah is something and the niyyah is something else. We almost finished here. The next thing, ikhwan, and this is extremely important, is that the niyyah, that is hasana, does not make something that is ma'roof, does not make something that is munkar, ma'roofan. Your having a good niyyah does not make something that is wrong, correct. So when you sit there and you make this dhikr, ho, 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 to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a proper niyyah, this does not make your action correct. After you pray this farz salah and you pick up your hands with the imam every single day, after every single salah, as if it has been mashra, it's mashra, this is not acceptable. Anything that you do, just because you have a good niyyah, it does not make that deen correct. You have to have the proper niyyah. And the thing has to be according to the kitab and the sunnah of Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The next thing is that, number six, al-ikhlas, or sincerity, is a condition for your deeds to be accepted, according to this hadith. Al-ikhlas is a condition for your deeds to be accepted. And finally, this hadith shows us the permissibility of a person who is praying the nawafil to pray behind a person who is praying fard, and vice versa. This hadith is proof of a person who is praying fard to pray behind a person who is praying the nawafil. So let's say that you came to the masjid, or you came to a man outside the masjid who is praying, because we do not see the second jama'ah as being permissible in the masjid. Let's say that you came to a man while you were traveling to Reading, and you stopped at the side of the road and the brother was praying. He already prays about the dhuhr and you haven't prayed yet, and he's making some nawafil, or he's making salatul istikhara, because since he's traveling he wouldn't be making nawafil, right? Because he leaves the nawafil while he's traveling. So he's making this sahara for whatever reason. Now, he's praying Asr. And you come out and you join him. It's not necessary for you to know what he's praying, because your niyyah is for something. And not only that, it wouldn't be enough just that you're niyyah, but also you have proof that it's from the Quran and the Sunnah. So if you came and you didn't have any proof, now we say no, your niyyah isn't enough. You have no proof to do what you're doing. But your niyyah is correct, you have a niyyah of making it for Allah, and you have a proof from the sunnah of Abu Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam Abdul Rahman. Wallahi akhi, this is a point of big ikhtilaf between the ulama. Some of them say that he has to pray Salatul Isha because of the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Ju'ila al-imam يُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ. The imam has been made to be followed. So you have to do what he's doing. But the other ones say, no, you can pray maghrib. The way you pray, just don't, when you get to the third rak'ah, finish. And make salam. Because of the ayat in the Quran, was the ayat, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. The salat has been prescribed on the believers at prescribed time. And this was what seems to be the best opinion to me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We don't need to take no more questions because there's no more time. Akhi Rashad, can you make the dua to end the majlis?
Before everyone gets up and starts rustling about, we'll pray 5 minutes inshallah after the azan is called. Thereafter, Ikhwan, there's a joint aqiqah, so everyone who is here, brothers and sisters, are welcome. The joint aqiqah of Brother Muhammad, whom all of you I'm sure knows, for his son Khalid, and for from myself, for my daughter Hassana, inshallah ta'ala. So everyone is welcome immediately after Salatul Isha. Don't forget the class tomorrow by Abu Usama concerning Tafsir al-Quran. Wednesday's Halakha where Abu Muntazir will be attending. Thursday's Halakha with Abu Usama again. And with the workshop on Friday for the newer brothers and sisters. And we have a very low turnout of the sisters, mashallah. They must have advanced past the stage of having to know Tawheed. And on Saturday, inshallah ta'ala, the community dinner, starting about 7:30 immediately after Maghrib. Sunday there will be another aqiqah in Reading, inshallah ta'ala, for our brother Umar. Brothers again are invited to attend, and they should get information from the Reading brothers if they know them, from myself or some of the other brothers in the community. But if one remember this, and remember the hadith with regards to when one is invited to a feast and the obligation to attend, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.